While Our Lady of Guadalupe's bells draw some to evening mass, other community members head to the church's social hall to see and hear a slice of their history, the history of St. Paul's West Side Flats and the District del Sol. The Minnesota Humanities Center and the Chicano Latino Affairs Council collaborated to capture this history through a series of video vignettes.
My name is Grady Appleton, a new media associate with the Minnesota Humanities Center.
We capture absent narratives, capturing the history of the St. Paul West Side Flats before they moved up to the hills. And then the second part is the continuation of that story. It is the birth of District del Sol. We'll begin to talk about after everyone moved up how economic development began up there.
The West Side Flats were a thriving immigrant neighborhood, leveled during a 1960s urban renewal project. The videos contrast the sprawling industrial park of today with a tightly packed neighborhood full of businesses, houses, people, and music. Institutional pillars of the West Side Flats community, Our Lady of Guadalupe Church, the Neighborhood House, and Holy Family Church, moved up the River Bluff to the Cherokee neighborhood and to Concord Street, now renamed Cesar Chavez Street. The Westsiders followed. Though geographically close to the flats, at first it felt nothing like home. Initially, there was even a petition to try and keep Mexican Americans out of the neighborhood. Many children experienced racism for the first time. As time went on, there was an effort to rebuild the community through economic development, forming what is now known as District del Sol. Community leaders saw the connection between culture and economic development as would-be entrepreneurs expressed their wishes to help the community. Including Latino culture in the development of District del Sol was very intentional. Bright murals, mercados, Spanish signage, and Mexican-inspired bus stops all signal the cultural heritage of District del Sol. These videos, describing life on the West Side Flats and the reemergence of Latino culture in the District del Sol, are part of the Absent Narratives effort, which seeks to tell the histories of those left out of the mainstream historical narrative in their own words.
We're working with the Chicano Latino Affairs Council, and we've been working with Sam Verdejas, we've been working with Don Luna, we've been working with Gilbert De La O and Michael Medina. They've been providing us with that absent history of the West Side.
Michael Medina and his father.
Yeah, it used to be a nice old neighborhood down there. Really, people were nice, and like we keep saying, it was just very diverse. Really one of the first diverse neighborhoods, I think, in Minnesota, probably. So it was fun growing up there. My dad's been a member here, his community, since, I think he moved, his family moved here in 1925. We've been here since.
What do you think, seeing the video tonight?
It was real good. Real good. Very well put together.
Does it bring back memories?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of those pictures are with my mom, my dad, my cousins. So it was great. I mean, it was good to see it. So.
I don't look like that anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
Old.
Even within Minnesota's own Latino community, there is a feeling that the stories need to be preserved. Astrid Olarencha of the Chicano Latino Affairs Council.
Some people of the Latino community might know something, but not everybody does. And that's the thing. In the young generation, they do not all know about it. One of the things about the Latino community that is important to rescue is that value, the creation of business, the family value, and the culture, the art, the murals, the music. So all that is the Latino community. And a lot of times you hear bad things about that community and you kind of feel sad because it's a lot more. And that's what this project is trying to show.
For KFAI, this is Maria Omley.
Funding for Miniculture on KFAI comes from listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.